Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on, Zion, clap those hands with me. Come on, come on. All God's people. Come on, come on, Mike. Come on, come on, come on. Do them up like this. Do them up like this. Come on. Here we go. Next.
Say it again,
say it again, say it again.
The angels fly by.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are indeed listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, April the 3rd, 2023. Happy Palm Sunday, everyone. I am Bishop Shalene Cook, but as always, I am joined by the phenomenal servant leaders here at Spirit Alive in the persons of Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. So on behalf of all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, we want to welcome you to this morning's worship service. And we pray that on today, hallelujah, you will hear something that will uplift your spirit and bless your soul. So right now, we're going to go into opening prayer and get this praise party started for this beautiful Palm Sunday. So won't you bow your hearts with me? Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace right now, just asking that you come into this worship service and receive our adoration, receive our worship, receive our praise. Lord, we are so blessed that we can come together on another Sunday to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, we come praying for your people all over the world today. We pray that today they would hear something, Father God, that if they don't know you in the pardon of their sin, today would be the day that they would make you their Lord and Savior. Father, we pray that this worship service will help edify your people. Take them to higher heights, Father God, and cause them, hallelujah, to praise you all the more. It is in Jesus' holy and righteous name I do pray it all. Let the church of God say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. Of all the kings, the
coming
death. You are the
living
awesome
ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
You are an awesome
Hallelujah and glory to God. Jesus, you are the living word, and we thank you.
Yes.
It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we are blessed to have our most highly esteemed mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Steiner Mitchell, come, and she reads to us with conviction from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So my brothers and sisters, won't you please retrieve your Bibles and give your undivided attention to the mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Steiner Mitchell. Amen.
Amen. And good morning again, everyone. I love each and every one of you. This morning's message is entitled, Jesus Delights in You, Drawing from Him. We'll be looking at a small portion of John 4:32. Now, when people make demands on you or keep depending on you, you may end up stressed, tired, and irritable. But this is not the case with Jesus. When people draw from him, he is strengthened and refreshed. Jesus is, after all, God. And you honor God when you take your place as man and let God be God by drawing from him. The one who said, I did not come to be served, but to serve. You can read about that in Matthew 20:28. Love to serve. Loves it when you allow him to minister to you. The Bible tells us that when Jesus arrived in Sychar, he was wearied from the journey and rested at a well. Sinful Samaritan woman then came to the well to draw water. Jesus ministered to her, and she left rejoicing with the promise of living water. The disciples, having returned with food for Jesus, found him already strengthened and refreshed. When they wondered who had given him food while they were away, he told them, I have food to eat, of which you do not know. You can read about that in John 4:1-42. Today, when you draw from Jesus and let him minister to you, it is food for him that refreshes and strengthens him. But it takes humility for us to allow Jesus to minister to us. We take pride in doing things for the Lord. We want to build our business, families, and ministries for him. All that is good, but without Jesus, we are spiritually bankrupt. We really have nothing to give to the Lord and his work. What we need to do first is to receive from him, because when we freely receive from him, we are able to freely give. Matthew 10:8. My friends, Jesus wants to minister to you. Don't try to minister to yourself. That is pride and self-righteousness. The Pharisees of Jesus' day, who felt that they did not need him and that they could provide for themselves, were the ones who could not receive from him. So bring to him your needs and say, Lord, I need to draw from you. I present my needs to you. Minister to me and meet my needs. I cannot, but you can, you Lord. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for today, we need to first receive from Jesus before we are able to freely give. Amen and glory to God.
I was riding with the campus pastor at that time and his wife, and I was sitting in the back seat, and as we were going through the city, we passed a bar. And all of a sudden, a fight broke out. And we kept riding. one of the persons in the car remarks, oh, that's a shame. They in there fighting. They ought to be in church. And I thought that, and I said, but who's going to tell them Jesus loves them? Who's going to tell them there's a better way? Who's going to warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their nights today?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it. Who's going to tell him that Jesus loves him?
Yeah.
Who's going to tell him there's a better way? Who's going to warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their night to day? Somebody's got to warn them. Somebody's gotta tell them.
Yes,
would you help me say somebody?
Somebody's gotta warn them.
Oh, yeah, somebody gotta tell them.
Somebody's gotta tell them.
So I wanna ask you, wherever you are, who's gonna tell them?
Who's gonna tell
them?
Jesus.
Who's gonna tell them? Say with me, somebody gotta warn them.
Somebody gotta tell them.
So I need some volunteers to raise your hand, raise your heart and say, I'm gonna tell them.
I'm gonna tell them.
Jesus loves
them.
I'm gonna tell them.
There's a better way.
Hallelujah. and glory to God. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and this is a high time for all of us here because this is the time that we come together as a family, and we stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world. Hallelujah. And we pray, when we pray, hallelujah, we pray expecting God to do exactly what he says he will do. Hallelujah. Yeah. We pray knowing that the breakthrough is coming, knowing that the revelation is coming, knowing that the blessing is coming. Because our God can do everything but fail. So right now, my brothers and sisters, I want you to bow your hearts, clear your mind, and prepare to go to the Most High as led by our anointed apostle, Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, each and every one. We're going to go into prayer. We thank God for another day. Hallelujah, that he has allowed us to see. Father God, we come to you. We come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for allowing us to wake up and see another day. We thank you for watching over us, protecting us. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. And Father God, we ask your forgiveness this morning over anything that we may have done, said, or didn't do, or disobeyed, or whatever the situation might be. We ask, Lord, that you would forgive in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We thank you for being that forgiving God that we all so much needed and still
need you, Lord.
We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We ask, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would just continue to watch over us, continue to keep us in your care.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, we pray that you would continue to lead, guide, teach us, and bring to us all the things that we need to remember. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for being our guide. We thank you for being our go-between. We thank you for being our teacher. We thank you for nudging us the times that we might want to go a different direction than the way that you're leading us. We thank you that you're present with us. We thank you that you're in us. We thank you that you are around us. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all that you are for us. We thank you that we can come to you for whatever reason. Face, seek your guidance. Seek your help. We thank you for that this morning.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you,
Father God, we lift up those that have been hurt, injured in the tornadoes, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, and all of these disastrous things that are happening. We ask, Lord, that you would protect your people this morning. That are suffering, we ask, Lord, that you would heal. We speak healing over them in the name of Jesus. Those that have lost loved ones, we pray for your comfort this morning. And not only for your comfort, Lord, but we pray that they will be led to come to you, those that don't yet know you in the pardoning of their sins.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Lord, that you would bless the sister. This would be a time, Lord, that they would turn to you. In the name of Jesus, that hope will be instilled today in them, in Jesus' name. Oh, do it, God.
Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Lift up Arkansas, and we lift up Mississippi,
yes.
and we lift up other states
yes.
across the United States,
yes.
Lord, that have been affected
yes,
so greatly
oh, have
by
mercy,
the storm.
Yes, Lord. Have mercy, Lord.
But even at that, Lord, we know that there's no storm that's bigger than you. You
that's
are
right.
bigger than
Amen.
The storms.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Are here for your people. And so we ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way. In these areas,
yes.
that you would touch, oh God, that you would send out your warriors. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Pray that you would send out your leaders, Lord, your true, hallelujah, leaders.
Yes, yes, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus, that they will touch, hallelujah, these
yes.
people
yes.
that have been affected so greatly. We ask, Lord,
touch,
that they would that they would be, somebody would tell them about you.
Yeah.
And then they, in spite of the storms and all of this, they still need a Savior. So we ask,
oh,
Lord,
yeah.
that you would move mightily in these areas that have been affected in Jesus' name, that this will be a turning point for so many lives in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those, Lord, that are needing to be recovered, hallelujah, those that have been using substance abuse and the ones that, Lord, are so out of it, we pray, Lord, that somehow they will be drawn to your attention in the name of Jesus. They will have a desire to give it all up for you, Jesus. We pray for them today. We pray,
yes.
Lord, for those that are in rehab. We ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, that they will be recovered. They will be restored. In Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes, Lord.
In the
in
name
Jesus
of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, do
yes.
it, Lord. We speak deliverance this morning.
Yes.
Deliverance,
yes, Lord,
Lord. Those that need to be delivered
yes,
out of
Father.
These things that have such a stronghold upon them. We come against these strongholds. We pull them down
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the
yes,
name
sir.
Of
yes,
Jesus.
Sir. Hallelujah.
In the
yes.
name
yes.
of Jesus. We pull them
yes.
down right now
yes.
in Jesus' name that your people will be delivered, that they will be set free. In the name of Jesus,
yeah.
oh God, hallelujah, that they will lift holy hands, hallelujah, they will serve you, they will walk in your ways,
Lord, yes, Lord.
In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus, oh
yeah.
God, they
hallelujah.
Will have a relationship with you,
hallelujah, Jesus.
We speak
we
it right
Lord.
Now into
hallelujah.
Existence, into existence, we
hallelujah.
Claim it right now,
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
In the name
because we already know what you can do. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. No situation, no circumstance, no problem is too hard for you. Nothing.
Amen.
So
yes.
we come to you depending on you this morning, expecting a mighty move,
yes,
a
Lord.
Supernatural
yes,
move of God in the name of Jesus, a miraculous move. In the name of Jesus, we
yeah.
ask, Lord, that you would touch those that are sick this morning, those that have been diagnosed by their physicians. Help them to look to you, God, and realize and know that you are the great physician.
Yes.
And no matter what we have been told, hallelujah, no matter what the diagnosis might be, we can look to you, Lord. For your help, for your healing, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Those that are sick, those that are listening in, and those that are not listening in this morning, we ask that you would touch right now, in the name of Jesus, that your healing virtues will flow through their bodies right now, in Jesus' name, that they will feel your presence. That they will know that they had a hand touch from you, God.
Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We speak healing where healing is needed. In the name of Jesus, we speak breakthroughs where the breakthroughs are needed, no matter what they are, no matter what the needs are. We call forth breakthroughs this morning in the name of Jesus, among others, among us, among others, and across the nation, across the states, in our communities, and everywhere, Lord, that it is needed. In Jesus' name. Oh, do it,
yes.
God. Do it for your people. In the
yes,
name of
Lord
Jesus.
God.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
No, you can.
We're believing
you
by faith.
Will.
Knowing, Lord,
thank
that you
Jesus.
Make a difference. Hallelujah. In any situation. We
yes.
pray for those that are locked up in juvenile halls and jails and prisons. We ask, Lord, that they will have a visitation from you this morning.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And even
yes,
those
yes,
that don't think that they need you, we ask,
come
Lord,
on.
That there will be a change
yes,
of their
Lord.
Hearts this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That you will touch those stony hearts. Hallelujah. Touch them, Lord, and turn them into flesh again. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they will be prepared to accept you, to know you, to want to know you in the pardoning of their sins. We speak freedom in the name of Jesus. Only freedom, hallelujah, that they need is the freedom that you have to give them in Jesus'
yes.
name. So we ask, Lord, that you would move those that are in the hospitals,
yes,
nursing homes,
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Those that are confined to their beds at home. We ask, Lord, that you would touch, that you would move in a mighty way, that you would send people to them that know you, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that they may be, that you may rise them up again, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those that
yes.
desire
Lord,
to
Jesus.
Walk again, we ask, Lord, that you would touch them. That you would
yeah.
help them in the name of Jesus, in the
yeah.
name of Jesus. Oh, do it, God. Do it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Those that are in abusive situations, we pray that
touch,
you would visit
Lord.
Them this morning. That you would
yeah.
go to them, God, in the name of Jesus. That you would send those, hallelujah, to find them, to rescue them in the name of Jesus. Oh, do it. The human, those that are in human king, those that are bound in these places, those that feel like there's no hope, that they can't get out of the situation, we pray
yes.
that you rescue them, God. In the name of Jesus, bring them out, Lord. The babies, the children, in the name of Jesus, that are being
yes,
abused,
Lord.
The women,
yes, Lord.
The men, the boys, the girls,
oh,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. We speak
oh.
freedom this morning. Freedom.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Because we know that those that you set free are free indeed.
Free indeed.
So we speak freedom.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the
yes,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Thank you. Thank
in the
you.
Name of
yes.
Jesus. Those
yes,
that are bound. Hallelujah. Free them today in the name of
yes.
Jesus. In Jesus' name. Oh, God. Surface the hidden doors that need to be surfaced in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. And we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we pray, Lord, for other countries.
Yes, Lord.
It's so many, Lord, touch that
Jesus.
Are attacked, under attack right
yes.
now. So many
oh,
are going through.
Touch Jesus.
It's hard
touch
to even
Jesus.
Keep up with the situations and the things that are going
yes,
on.
Lord.
Oh, God, politically and otherwise. The
mm-hmm.
wars.
Yes.
Those that have been afflicted because of the wars.
and all the fighting that's going on between nations. We pray, Lord, that you would step in the name of Jesus. We lift up Israel today. In the name of Jesus, we pray your hand
upon
Israel. Protection. Yes, Lord. Watch over your people in the name of Jesus. The people that are starving.
Yes, touch Jesus.
Touch in a mighty way, God.
Mercy.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Send food to them.
Yes,
good Lord.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord. Housing. In the name of Jesus. All these necessary basic things that everyone has need of. We pray that you will do it for them, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And Lord, we pray for Spirit Alive Ministries and everyone that's on board, and we pray
for everyone's ministry, church, in the name of Jesus.
We lift them up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We desire to do your will, God. Help us to do your will.
Thank you, Lord.
And not to get into doing our own will and
come on.
Self-righteousness. We come against it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We desire your will to be done in our lives in Jesus' name. Help us to put aside flesh. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Our thoughts, our desires. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That we might line up our desires with the desires that you would have for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us, your people, God, in the name of Jesus, everywhere, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that all things that we hear about in certain churches and between leaders and everything, and all of these ones, Lord, that are causing corruption, more corruption, because they're corrupt, and those that are following them are becoming even more corrupt. We pray, Lord, that you would step in these situations, that you would straighten it out, God.
Move
you would
out,
make every
Lord.
Crooked thing straight in the name of Jesus, and lead your people, hallelujah, on a clear pathway in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for righteousness. Hallelujah. Because it comes from you. Help us to seek you and your righteousness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And give your people that desire to want to please you. To want to walk in your ways.
Yes,
to want
Hallelujah.
To be saved. To want to live for you and
Lord.
For others in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help us all to realize it's not about us. Hallelujah. But it's all about you.
It's all about
serving you.
Yeah.
And your people. It's about loving you, God. And loving your people. And we thank you for it. We praise you. We praise you. We lift up Apostle Shirley Cook this morning and ask, Lord, that you would continue to move. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In her behalf.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Personally. And also in ministry. In the name of Jesus. And her family.
Hallelujah.
We lift them up. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Touch.
Yes,
we lift up all of our families,
Lord.
Asking, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way.
Yes,
that you would
Lord.
Make a change in their lives. Generationally and otherwise, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we praise you right now for what you have already done and what you're going to continue to do. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Yeah.
to Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. And glory to God.
Glory.
It is now time for today's message. But first, I want to give honor and glory to God and to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to the anointed servant leaders here at Spirit Alive and every church and ministry that they represent, and to you, God's elect. Good morning and blessings to you and your household on this beautiful Palm Sunday. Now, Palm Sunday, also known as Passion Sunday, is described in all four of the Gospels, in Matthew chapter 21, in Mark chapter 11, in Luke chapter 19, and in the Gospel of John chapter 12. But now, if you know anything about your sister, Apostle Shalene, you know that we will not be turning there today, because we are going to be turning to the book of Acts. Hallelujah. The book of Acts, chapter 18. And we're going to be looking at verses 22 through 28. Acts chapter 18, verses 22 through 28. Because on this Passion Sunday, my question for us today is, how passionate are we about sharing in God's passion? And you know that his passion is reaching the world for his son, Jesus Christ. My question today is, are we telling everyone that we believe Jesus Christ is God, who was God with us, became a man on earth to die for our sins, but he rose from the dead, and that they can rise from death? But Jesus is now in heaven interceding on our behalf. But one day, he's coming again to receive his own unto himself. So today, we're going to be looking at, how passionate are we about reaching the lost with the good news of forgiveness, as recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 22 through 28. Now let's look at God's holy word. And when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up and saluted the church, he went down to Antioch. And after he had spent some time there, he departed and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia in order, strengthening all the disciples. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Asia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
Let us pray. Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace. Hallelujah. Just giving you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Lord God, I pray right now that I completely decrease so that you, Lord God, might have all the increase, because you declare, Lord God, if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto yourself. So, Lord, I pray that you allow me to speak in a way that somebody that doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin might make you their Lord and Savior today. Lord God, allow me to speak in a way that somebody who is hurting might be encouraged. Lord God, help me to speak in a way that somebody who is feeling isolated and alone will come back into the fold. And Lord, I just give you all the glory and the honor and the praise right now, because I know that your word does not come back void. So I pray it all in your holy son's name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Have you ever been in a situation where you felt like you just didn't quite have what it took to get the job done? Well, sometimes we just have to know we come up short when it comes to doing what God wants us to do. However, we also need to remember he has promised to help us and has provided everything that we will need to be effective for him. See, God can show us where to start. He will help us along the way, and he will sustain us until the end. Hallelujah. Because it is God's passion that we join him in his passion to reach this world. You see, he wants us in the game. He wants us fully engaged. And he promises to give us everything that we need to succeed. For you see, right now I'm going to share three elements with you to show you what I mean by that. First and foremost, God wants to use the local church to reach our world. How do I know that? Because the word of God says when he landed at Caesarea, he went up and greeted the church and went down to Antioch. And after spending some time in Antioch, Paul set out there and traveled from place to place throughout the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. Do you hear me now? He didn't just walk out, but he wasn't just going through saying, hey, y'all, what's up? Hello, hello, how you doing? No, he strengthened the disciples. So why did Paul care so much about churches? Because he invested his life in establishing and strengthening churches all around the Middle East. Did he build and strengthen churches so they could become a political force to reckon with? I don't think so. Was it so he could boast about how many people were in church each Saturday or Sunday? No. You see, Paul cared about the local church because Jesus cared about it. And it belonged to Jesus. Jesus used the illustration of a husband and wife to express the relationship between the church and himself. Hear me now. Ephesians 5, 25 and 27 says that husbands should love their wives in the same way that Christ loved the church. You see, Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. You see, what we need to remember is this. Jesus came up with the ideal of the church, not man. It was always God's idea. Furthermore, it's God's plan. It is through that church that we should get God's message of love and forgiveness to the world, and we should be providing a place for them to belong and be discipled so that they can grow. Acts 2, 42 and 47 tells us that the early church was what the early church was like. And what resulted from believers being the church all together. See, there was no long ranges in the early church. As they shared their life and they shared their faith, Acts 2 and 47 says that the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. And why were they being saved? Because the people who were part of the church were telling others about Jesus, and they were living a life that verified their words. See, they had this grand ideal. They had this grand belief that Christians really ought to live like Christians. See, and I believe that the local church should always be the hope of mankind. And if that's so, and I do believe that it is, I need to ask you how this morning, how supportive are we really of the local church? And I don't mean just the church that you might attend. I'm talking about all local churches. Okay? See, we shouldn't speak ill of other churches if they're really trying to reach the people with the good news about Jesus. What we should be doing is applauding them and supporting them. If we don't do nothing but pray for them.
Yeah.
See? Because we got to remember, we're one body in Christ. So that church around the corner, you're a part of the family. That church way out there, you know, that little hut out there in the middle of the jungle, still a part of us. That church out there in war-torn the Ukraine, still a part of us. And we're a part of them. So I want to know, how supportive are we of our churches? What are we doing to help make our church and other churches an Acts 2 church? Because like I said, Acts 42 and 42 says they devoted themselves to the apostles, teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Hallelujah. Look at here. Are we teaching? Are we fellowshipping? Are we praying? See, are we unified? Because I need to tell you, there was unity and lots of time spent together. Why? Because, see, together, needs were met. They shared resources as needs arose. There were times of worship and fellowship in each other's homes. They ate meals together, and they had lots of love and lots of laughter. So what was the result? The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. See, I love what I do here at Spirit Alive. I really do. But I never tell anybody, anyone, to bypass the local church. Because if you care anything about people coming to Jesus, you need to show up at once. You see? And you might ask, so what does God want us to do? Where do we begin? Well, I just told you. God wants us to reach the world. Hallelujah. Because the word of God says in verses 24 through 26, meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man, hallelujah, with a thorough knowledge of Scripture. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus. Get this now, accurately. See, we just can't be going out there saying anything about the Lord. If we're going to teach about Jesus, let us teach about Jesus accurately. Though he only knew the baptism of John, hallelujah, he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. You know, we don't know a lot about Apollos. We don't actually hear from him personally in the scriptures that we know of, you know. But some could cast a wild guess. Some are saying that he wrote the book of Hebrews. But since the author of Hebrews never really identifies himself, I'm not going there. But here's what we do know. Apollos was a Jew from Alexandria. He was well educated and knew the Old Testament scriptures very well. He was a great speaker and was apparently well-received in Corinth. At the time of Acts 18, Apollos was a follower of Jesus, although he had probably never met Jesus in the flesh. Now, we're not sure how he heard about Jesus, but verse 25 says that he had been instructed in the ways of the Lord. Somebody had explained to him that Jesus was the Messiah. And Apollo found confirmation in that in the Old Testament scripture. And so he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, even though he only knew about the baptism of John. If you look ahead to Acts 19, you will find Paul explaining that the baptism of John was a baptism of repentance that pointed ahead to Jesus. See, the men Paul was talking to apparently did not know about Jesus, because after they heard Paul, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. Apollos, on the other hand, knew a lot about Jesus and probably had been baptized in his name. However, something was missing that we're going to talk about in the next point. But for now, Apollos was doing all he knew how to do for the Lord. Being a gifted speaker and student of the scriptures, he spoke with great fervor, and he taught about Jesus again accurately. He even began to speak boldly about Jesus in the synagogue. Hallelujah. He got into the Holy Ghost boldness. Thank you. Apollos used the gift that God had given him. Look, hear me now. Apollos used the gift that God had given him. He wasn't trying to be Paul. He wasn't trying to be one of the apostles. He just knew what he could do. And he began to share the good news of Jesus with all his heart. Now, beloved, most of us probably would not even try to compare to Apollos when it comes to our speaking ability or biblical understanding. However, we all have gifts that we can begin to use. Ask yourself, what can I do? What can I do well? Listen, can you cook? Then cook a nice meal and take it to someone in need. Can you clean? Offer to help someone who needs help cleaning their home. Share the love with Jesus by doing what needs to be done. Hey, can you grow a garden? Then use your green thumb and do a little produce evangelism. Say to God, can you sing or play a musical instrument? You better come on and sing to the Lord. And then look for other opportunities to bless somebody with your talent. You know, visit nursing homes or shut-ins, or invite them to sing along with you. This list can go on and on and on. Some of you can build. You can fix cars, trim trees, mow grass, go shopping for someone or with someone. You can babysit. You can pray for others. Bake some cookies. Give out some hot dogs. Hallelujah. On a hot day.
Amen.
God wants us to use what we have to change our world and tell people the good news about Jesus. Sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? But the task is behind us in many ways. That is why the Lord wants to give us some help. Sometimes we just can't do it. We don't have what it takes. Hallelujah, to get the job all the way done. What do we need that will make us better at using our gift to share the good news about Jesus? Well, why don't we try sitting at his feet? Why don't we try letting him equip us? Because God, which is my third point, wants to better equip us to reach the world. That's what it tells us in Acts 18:26b-28, because it says, when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, hallelujah, they knew he was the real deal. They invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. And when Apollos wanted to go to Acacia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. And on arriving, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed, for he vigorously refuted the Jews in public debate. proving from scripture, hallelujah, that Jesus was the Christ. So what was inadequate about Apollos' understanding of Jesus and the way of God? Because verse 25 tells us that he taught about Jesus accurately. So what's the problem? If you got Jesus, you're okay, right? If you've got Jesus, you got everything right, don't you? Well, the best clue we have about what was inadequate is found in the last few words of verse 25. He knew only the baptism of John.
Yes.
How many baptisms are there, and what do they all mean? Well, Acts shows us two primary baptisms. Right now I'm going to take you over to and look at Acts 1 and 5. It says, for John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Then in Acts 11 and 16, Peter tells the Jerusalem church leaders, then I remember what the Lord had said. John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now, as we've already pointed out from Acts 19, Paul explains that John's baptism in water was all about repentance. That's about turning away from sin and coming clean with God. It is an outward sign of an inward change.
Yes.
However, there is another baptism that is, hallelujah, really meant to help us in this life. Jesus told them in Acts 1 and 8 what the other baptism was. First, Jesus said in verse 5, John baptized with water, but in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then in verse 8, he said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Huh. Now I want us to look at how that was fulfilled in Acts 2, 1 through 4. Huh. This is what it says. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Oh, hallelujah. And after this, Peter stood up and started speaking boldly about Jesus. And then he told the people that they needed to do the right thing with God and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2 and 38, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. See, Apollos had the word, but he had not yet been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And as we walk through scripture, we can see that several believers were filled with the Holy Spirit again so they could boldly and effectively tell others about Jesus. In Acts 4 and 31, it says, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God, hallelujah, boldly, hallelujah. They didn't speak in a whisper. They spoke the word of God boldly. And this kind of thing happened over and over and over again in the book of Acts. In Acts 8, Peter and John placed their hands on people in Samaria, and they received the Holy Spirit. In Acts 9, the apostle Paul became a follower of Christ. And Ananias laid hands on him and said, brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Verse 18, and it says immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. And he got up and was baptized. In Acts 10, Peter goes to Cornelius' house. And while he is still talking to them, the Holy Spirit comes on them all. And they begin to speak in tongues, Bishop Carver. And finally, in Acts 19 and 12, men from Ephesus were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and these folks began to speak in tongues, y'all, and they prophesied.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. So what message is the Lord trying to get across to us? Hallelujah, through Luke, the writer of the book of Acts. Perhaps God wants us to know that we really need his help if we're going to witness for him effectively, if we're going to effectively reach people with the good news of Jesus, if we are going to passionately take on his passion. See, what I need for people to stop saying today is, hold on, help is on the way. No, beloved, help is already here. The help you've been praying for is only a breath away. All you have to do is open up your heart, open up your mind, open up your spirit, believe it and receive it, and your help is here. God is here to equip you. God wants you, hallelujah, to be passionate about the things he's passionate about. God wants you to go out and be filled with the Holy Spirit in a way that you can't help but the word to bubble all over and bubble up out of you like a babbling brook.
Yeah.
If you will just preach the Lord and ask him to fill you with his spirit so you can do what he wants you to do. If you would just stop, drop, and open up your ears, open up your heart, open up your mind, open up your spirit, and say, God, what will you have me do? And you sit there until you get an answer.
Amen.
You don't start looking around seeing what somebody else is doing. You don't just go and start calling yourself something. You don't just go out there and just start speaking and you're not adequately equipped. No.
That's right. Amen.
You're away, beloved. Mm-hmm. Until you are filled with the Holy Spirit, until you have been trained by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
See, let me tell you something. There are some things that keep us from receiving the Holy Spirit. One is our pride and our disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. See, Acts 5 and 32 says that God gives the Holy Spirit to who? Those who obey him. Uh-huh.
Amen.
See, we can't be filled with the Holy Spirit if we busy doing our own thing, if we busy calling ourselves a thing, if we busy calling ourselves doing what we're comfortable with doing. We're being disobedient to God, so we're not filled with nothing but ourselves. Okay.
Amen.
And another hindrance from receiving the Holy Spirit is our thinking, our ulterior motives. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. See, when we have those hidden agendas, you know, God doesn't honor that. There's no Holy Spirit in that.
Mm-hmm.
Acts 8 and 18 and 19 says, when Simon saw that the Spirit was given at the laying on the apostles' hands, he offered them money. And said, give me also this ability so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit. Do you think Simon received the Holy Spirit? No. He almost lost out with God completely.
Mm-hmm.
And a third way that we miss out on the baptism of the Holy Spirit is our own fear. We're afraid.
Right.
Of what the Spirit might tell us.
Yeah.
We're afraid of what the Spirit might tell us to do. We're afraid of where the Spirit might tell us to go. And since we don't want to go, we just don't listen. But you see, you have to understand, God assures us that he will give us everything that we need. He will equip us. He has called us his church. Hallelujah. He wants to live in us, indwell in us with the power of his Holy Spirit. He wants us to go out and to reach the world. If we call ourselves the children of God and we belong to Jesus Christ, if we don't tell them, then who's going to tell them? Who's going to tell them that Jesus Christ is the living word? Who's going to tell them that Jesus, hallelujah, is God? But at the appropriate time, at the appointed time, hallelujah, he laid down his deity. Ha! Don't filth their flesh became Emmanuel, God with us. And he lived, hallelujah, for 33 years. And he ministered and he glorified his Father the whole time he was down here. He was tested just like any other man is tested. But the difference between us being tested and him being tested is that he sinned not.
Mm-hmm.
He was obedient unto his Father.
Yeah.
Unto death.
Yeah.
Unto death.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, before I want us to go out and reach the world for Christ. Hallelujah. But I want us to go in the right way. Instead of, hallelujah, folks trying to be their servant leaders, instead of folks, hallelujah, wanting to emulate their servant leaders, instead of folks wanting to be equal to their servant leaders, try emulating Christ Jesus. Try following Christ Jesus. Try doing what he says do and see what happens in your life. Hallelujah. Lay down that pride. Allow God to minister to you. Allow God to speak directly to your heart. Hallelujah. And be prepared not to get one bit of credit. Because we cannot boast about anything.
Amen. Amen.
We are supposed to reach the world. We serve Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve Hosanna. We serve a mighty God. And all we should be telling them is what he said to tell them in the way he told us to tell them. And see, stop looking around. See, when you allow the Holy Spirit to come in, everything falls into place. If you notice about the church in Acts, they didn't lack anything. They were all together. Everybody knew what everybody had because they was all up in there sharing it together. Oh, hallelujah. What if local churches today would really start operating like the church in Acts 2? What if churches today really would come together and fellowship and pray and go out into the dying, sin, sick world to reach the lost for Christ? What if they really got passionate about the things of God? What if they really got passionate about reaching people by any means necessary? What would the church look like? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
The Lord has called his church to do a work. Hallelujah. The church should be ground zero. The church should be the place, the base of operation. That's it. The church really should not be a place where we go and sit and we go through traditions and we live on our rituals and we perform every Sunday. That is not what the church was designed to do. The church was designed to reach. The church was designed to feed the word of God, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked. The church was designed to encourage the hurt, to lift up the helpless. The church was designed, hallelujah, to be a beacon in this ugly, dark world. We are called to not just be witnesses, but we are called to be effective witnesses. So that means
we have to
study to show ourselves approved. That means we have to be obedient to the word of God so that we might always be filled with the Holy Spirit, which means we will be praying of thanks to God. Hallelujah. Everything that we do must be tempered with prayer and not after the fact. And remember, prayer is a two-way street. You go up there and talk, and then you got to sit still and listen. Too many of us go up there and talk, and then we go out and do our own thing. And that's how we get in trouble. You know, and let me tell you something. There is no, you know, there is no middle of the road. Either you love Jesus or you don't. Either you're going to serve him or you won't. Either you're going to obey him or you won't. There is no, if I just walk the line. No, there is no line.
No.
There is no line. If you belong to God, if you are calling yourself a child of God, you must be passionate about the things of God. The things that grieve God will grieve you. Hallelujah. You cannot abide things that are not of God. You will not entertain these spirits of pride. You will not entertain these spirits of disobedience. You will not entertain spirits of gossip. You will not entertain things that God has said, no, no. So are you sharing the gospel everywhere you go? Are you telling people about the hope that you found in Christ Jesus? Are you telling those that are broken that they can be healed? Are you telling those that feel unloved that they are loved? And that is not, they can be loved. They are loved. God loves his children. He loves his children. And he's prepared to meet you where you are. And thank you, God, if we are going to go out and we are going to teach like Jesus, if we're going to reach the world and we're going to be effective, then we're also going to be accurate. And they should be able to see that accuracy in the way that we live out our lives.
Right.
So I ask you again, how passionate are you about God's passion? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that you got something out this message, and right now I'm going to ask Pastor Vanessa Carver to come in and to pray as the Lord leads. She is a pastor. She is a called and sent intercessor. And hallelujah, I would just like for her to come now and to pray as the Lord leads. Amen. On this beautiful Palm Sunday. Pastor Vanessa?
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Cook, for that message. It was a blessing, and there's so many layers. I'm not going to pray how it convicted me, but I will pray collectively based on what God is saying today. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, today for your word, your holy word, and how it never returns back void. It was sent out, Father God, to help, restore, gather, to encourage us, to heal. I thank you, Lord, today to inspire us and encourage us and to remind us and to correct us about the purposes of your calling in our lives. I thank you for Apostle Cook. I thank you for her pouring into us, Lord. I thank you for the region and the things, Lord, that you have put as her assignment. I thank you, Lord, today for those in Spirit Alive Network and even outside as it pertains to the body of Christ as a whole that are charged to hold her hands up. Lord, I thank you, Lord, today for strengthening us, helping us to understand this collective effort and what it means and what it looks like on a daily basis for each one of us, as well as what we do collectively, our level of submission to you, our level of commitment to you, and what it looks like for Spirit Alive Network and for this woman of God. I thank you, Lord, today for the things that we heard today in your word that have to do with assignment and has to do with how we look at one another through your eyes and through your heart. and how we need to make an effort, Lord, not doing things in our own strength, but truly be led and guided,
yes,
and not overcomplicate ministry and the gospel, and being prepared to shoot and to teach and to instruct and to serve people. I thank you, Lord, especially
yes,
those who out there are, that are unlost, the unchurched, the de-churched, people that have left,
yes,
and people
yes,
out there. I thank you for the prayers of even Apostle Zeta as she began to pray these people, into, these souls into the body of Christ. We need to be
yes,
prepared. We need to recognize,
thank
Father
you,
God, and be encouraged
yes,
to not follow old paradigms and things that don't
yes,
work. And I thank you, Lord,
thank
today
you,
for open to you, your spirit, first and foremost. Thank
yes,
you for everything that you speak through your word as we daily read it, study it,
yes,
to do it. There is so much need out there, Lord. And so that
yes,
is without
yes,
Lord. But help us, Lord,
yes,
to take a step, to make up in our mind and in our hearts how to serve in a authentically, you, intentionally.
Yes.
How do we
serve? Yes,
what is
Jesus,
our focus? What is our purpose? How do we support somebody else that we weren't called to what they were called to, but how do we support them? How do
yes,
we pray for
yes,
them?
Jesus.
How do
yes,
we speak
yes,
over
yes,
Lord, them, Lord? And that we wait
mm,
and be still and listen for answers. We don't pray in a
yes,
vacuum. We don't pray to be heard. We pray because we know it's about relationship with you and that you are
yes,
calling us to be accountable to the things you called us to. So I thank you,
yes,
Lord, today for
yes,
the way in which this message was delivered. I thank you, Lord, today that it will not return void. I thank you, Lord, today that it will be
yes,
fruitful. That
yes,
it begins to intervene
yes,
in what we think. That we begin to take every thought captive and subject it to the obedience of Christ. Because
yes,
what we think is what we do. So I just thank you, Lord, today for breaking up fallow ground in our hearts. And I thank you, Lord, today that this word is going to be a fruitful word in our lives. In the name of Jesus
thank
Christ,
you,
amen.
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, hallelujah, I am going to ask that my beautiful sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton, come forth. She is one who holds Apostle Zeta Flowers' arms up, and she walks with her, but she's my sister too, hallelujah. So right now, I'm going to ask her to come in, and I'm going to ask her to lead anyone today, because the whole point of this message was to reach your heart for the Lord. So I'm going to ask my sister, Evangelist Kathy, to come in and to lead you into a relationship with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelist Kathy.
God bless the message. Glory to God. And God bless the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear the passion. I can hear
yes,
the passion.
Glory.
Words
glory.
Yes.
I love
see,
God.
The word, it just,
I love God.
It just got a little bit close. When you're passionate about something, it just flows. It's almost uncontainable.
Right.
The love of God is so great. The Bible says you can't even describe it. You can't
mm-hmm,
you can't even understand the knowledge of it, but you just know it's there. That's how much God loves you. That's how much God wants to communicate and fellowship with you, those who have not received him. So if you want that kind of love that's beyond understanding, that's beyond words, God has it just for you. Jesus gave his life because he loved you. My dears, she said it earlier, you are loved. God loves you. And
yes,
if you receive, you can receive that love. Now, being a good person is not good enough. That's not good
yes,
enough.
Say that.
But when you become a child of God and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes, you have eternal life.
Yes.
Shall not perish. Say you won't even perish. Not here on earth or in heaven, because he has you. If you
hallelujah,
want that kind of love, if you want a source that you need or don't know where to get or don't have any other source to go to, God is it. He's everything. And he wants
yes,
you to know he loves you. He wants you to know
yes,
he loves you. So if you can believe that, repeat after me. Simple, but we say it from your heart. Don't just say it to say it, but believe it. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I've been wrong, and I ask you to forgive me of all my wrongdoing. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for dying for me, and thank you for saving me and hearing me right now. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. You now Lord of my life. And again, thank you. And amen.
Yes.
If you said that simple prayer, it's not hard. If it's hard, it ain't God. If it's hard, it ain't God. That was easy. Just believe and live according to the word in the name of Jesus. And I guarantee you, I'm going to go even further. I promise you, he's going to bless you.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bible says, let the yeas be yea and nay be nay. Yes, he's going to bless you. Yes, he's going to take care of you. Yes, you're now his child. God bless you, my dears.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, my dear sister. Hallelujah. 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 Now, at this time, I know that our beloved Bishop, Bishop Lester Carver, has a word for the men. And if it is Palm Sunday, so if you are in our sanctuary today, and you would just like to say, hallelujah, I thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for going to the cross for me, for dying for me, for raising for me, hallelujah, for interceding for me. If you will press your one, hallelujah, we would love to hear your praise on this Palm Sunday. But right now, I'm going to ask that our bishop, Bishop Lester Carver, come on in and let the Lord use him on this Palm Sunday. Amen. Bishop Carver.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. The message for the men this morning is very straightforward and a follow-up to everything that you had to say. The message for the men is to be the church. And for so many of us, we have an idea of what the church is, but we really don't know what God is saying when he's telling us to be the church. The church is called the ecclesia in the original language, in the Greek. And that means the called out for a specific purpose. And that specific purpose is an unchanged purpose. When Jesus Christ was here on earth, it was God who was in his son, Jesus Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. But now that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead by God, and then the Holy Spirit was sent to dwell within us, it is God in Christ and Christ in us through the Holy Spirit. And our job is to go out and reconcile the world back to God, just like Jesus Christ was reconciling the world back to God, because it's Christ in us. We have to be the church. And to understand that God's strength is perfected in our weakness. So as men, we have to learn how to be blessed by being poor in the spirit, by understanding that the kingdom of God is ours. We have to learn to be blessed as we learn to mourn, understanding that we will be comforted as we mourn. We have to learn to be blessed, to be meek, and understand that we'll inherit the earth when we humble ourselves. And we have to get to the point where we are not afraid to say that we're hungry, hungering and thirsting for righteousness, because we're blessed. And God says we will be filled when we are seeking to be filled with the meat of the word of God. It tells us to be blessed, to be merciful. And when we're merciful to others, we're going to obtain mercy, so we don't have to fight to show ourselves to be stronger than we are because we're afraid somebody's going to attack us if we look like we're weak. The fact is we're all getting older, but we should be getting wiser, and we should be more blessed because we are merciful to others. We have to be blessed by being pure in heart and understanding that we're going to see God because our heart is being purified every day. Those stony places of our heart are being removed so that we can be available to be fruitful in our walk with God. And so we are learning to be peacemakers as well, understanding that we are blessed because we're peacemakers, and we will be called the sons of God because we are about our Father's business. So understanding that, we're not afraid to be persecuted for righteousness' sake, because the kingdom of heaven is ours, and we know that our weakness, that God's strength is perfected at the end of our strength. God's strength begins. That is where the assignment is, because his assignment is so much greater than what we could do without the power of the Holy Spirit within us. So to tell them, do not be afraid to be humble. Do not be afraid to be vulnerable. Do not be afraid to be merciful. Do not be afraid to be a peacemaker. Do not be afraid to be one who hungers and thirsts for righteousness. Do not be afraid to mourn. And do not be afraid to be poor in spirit, because God has a great blessing for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have somebody that wants to put a praise on it. Area code 415-9967. Come on and put your praise on.
Hi, good morning. I'm so
good
thankful
morning,
you're
morning.
There. I love you. I just wanted to say I really enjoyed your Palm Sunday sermon.
Service.
And just everybody, it just gives me more strength to do what I got to do, getting out of the pain of this kidney stone that I've got, trying to get back to the world, and actually almost giving up and wanting to kill myself at one point because
it was
just so painful. But, you know, just thankful. You guys remind me that there's so much more out there.
Amen.
And to look forward to.
Thank you. Amen, Brother Marty. We love you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
We love you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for our Brother Marty. He is a beautiful soul, and we love him.
Amen.
And we will continue to pray for him. Hallelujah. Will there be anyone else? Whether we do have Minister Tina in the house, but I know Precious One was resting, so I'm not going to put her on blast, but I'm just glad to see you in the house this morning, beloved. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for everybody that was in the house today.
Amen.
And we just, we really do pray that you will rethink, hallelujah, about the way you have been thinking about reaching the world for Christ. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because, see, as what I love about what Pastor Vanessa prayed is we try to make it so complicated. Because we're trying to do things in and of ourselves instead of just allowing the Holy Spirit, as Bishop Carver said, to just come on in and have his way. So we just praise God for each and every person that was here today. We thank God for each and every person that will hear this service and rebroadcast. For those of you that were listening in the chat rooms, that were listening via your computers, God bless you. We pray that you will continue to have a beautiful and blessed Holy Week. We pray that of this week of all weeks would be a good time for you to go out and share your faith. Hallelujah. And we just pray that you will begin to expect God to bless you, because as Evangelist Kathy said, God loves you. There's no ands, ifs, and buts about it. God loves you, and he wants to use you right where you are. Hallelujah. He wants to train you up. He wants to equip you so that you can stand and be a be a soldier in his army. So again, we pray on behalf of myself, hallelujah, on behalf of Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Apostle Zeta Flowers, on behalf of Minister Tina Brown, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, and Evangelist Kathy Horton. It is our fervent prayer that you would indeed hunger and thirst after the things of the Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we want you to go get involved in a local church, a Christ-centered local church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where the love of God is being lived out and demonstrated. So I need you, we need you to go to a place where you are loved, where you are accepted, where you are honored, where you are prayed for, where you are discipled. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We want you to go to a place, like Bishop Carver said, where people are not afraid to love. They are not afraid to be humble. They are not afraid, hallelujah, to give. They are not afraid to share. They are not afraid to show what they believe.
Yes, yes. Amen.
And we pray that you study to show yourself the truth. So, Father God, I just come right now thanking you for this beautiful Palm Sunday service. I want to thank you for every speaker, Lord God. I want to thank you for every listener, Father God. I pray that you bless them mightily, Lord, for their boldness and for their obedience. Lord, I pray that you pour it out, pressed down, shaken together until running over. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would just be a fence all around the new converts, Father God. Hallelujah. Do not let the enemy snatch their seeds of faith, Father God, before they have time to take root and grow. I pray that you send those men and women of God that will disciple them, Lord, that will walk them through the hard times, that will encourage them, Father God, not with their ideals and their opinions, Lord, but they will encourage them with your holy word, because it is your holy word that saves. It is your holy word that heals. It is your holy word, Lord God, that lifts us up. So we want to thank you for your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. And may it always be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you and you alone would be given the honor and the glory. We just want to thank you for who you are in our lives. And, Lord God, we just pray in the name of Jesus that you, hallelujah, and you alone would be the leader and of our lives, Father God. So we just love you. We just bless you. Hallelujah, and we just praise your holy name, and we pray it all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen, and glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Yes.
So, again, we just pray that you go in peace, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go with God, and remember, he loves you, but so do we. Have a blessed and beautiful week, family. You were totally, totally, totally phenomenal. Marty, we love you. We love everybody in here. God bless you. Everybody's up muted. Happy Palm Sunday. We love you. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Love you.
God bless. And he'll do the rest.
Hallelujah. Thank you.